You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I got a game tonight. Not only do I have a game tonight on MSG, where, you know, pre and post, I'm on the radio call tonight on the MSG radio network that you can hear right here on 98.7 ESPN with Ed Cohen. I'll be doing a little bit of, you know, the analyst chair for the game tonight. So anybody that's in the car out and about tonight, throw it on, take a listen, and then tell me how much I sucked at it tomorrow.
Hey, stretching your legs. Way to go, Seabiscuit. I'm proud of you, man.
Just doing whatever it takes.
Okay, it's on radio, right? So nobody's going to see. So why you got the Mr. Rogers outfit on today?
Outfit? It's a sweater.
That is a typical...
It's a crew neck, blue sweater over a collared shirt that I have to wear tonight because I will also be on MSG TV doing the pre and post.
Okay, I'm about to say that's pretty much Mr. Rogers.
You're making me so self-conscious right now.
You got the little zaddy white professor from Fantastic Four on the side.
Is it starting to show through again?
You got the little Fantastic Four on the side.
I have to go Just for Men?
Just brush in. You should take over for Clyde. I don't think Clyde's heart's in it anymore. You know what I'm saying? So let you take over as the...
The Just for Men commercial?
The middle-aged zaddy. You know what I'm saying?
Your beard is weird. Your stash is trash.
Hey, I bet you Clyde wrote that himself, too.
Oh, without a doubt.
I bet you freestyled that off the top of the dome.
He wrote that script, and he and Hernandez had to read it together. But anyway, so we'll be doing that tonight. We'll talk some Knicks later on for everybody that wants to be part of that conversation. But I want to read for you our friend of the show, Diana Russini, our ESPN NFL reporter. And a little while ago, she tweeted, the New York Jets are currently meeting with former Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett for the offensive coordinator position. It's according to sources. Now, we knew Hackett was on, you know, like some sort of a list of these different candidates that they could be talking to. He is in right now. And by the looks of your face, you don't like this.
I wish I was there to kidnap him at the airport. I mean,
Him in the building?
I don't know if you guys remember the movie Carrie back in the day.
Yeah, of course. The horror movie, Stephen King?
Yeah, when they dropped the pig blower, they're all going to laugh at you.
Yes.
The entire NFL is laughing at the Jets for even taking this meeting. Okay, he was Aaron Rodgers' quarterback coach.
Mm-hmm.
Once he got to Denver, everybody looked closer at the resume and said, yo, this dude ain't never called no plays.
Ever.
So he's never called plays, and he's had clock management issues.
Yes.
And not being able to get the plays in and not being able to build a game plan and call a game.
Well, he didn't really have any talent in Denver.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. Yeah, he only had a...
Who the hell did he have?
Just Sutton, Judy, Williams.
Whatever. They got rid of Fant. Melvin Gordon. Best tight end, he was gone.
You're right.
Russell Wilson is on the other side. He's on the downhill.
Even with Russell Wilson... I don't know. The debate is still open. Who's the worst Wilson, Zach or Russell? Yeah, I mean, that's still a debate. You know, it can go either way depending on which way the wind's blowing. But that's the direction you want to go? Like, and please, please do not go to 6 degrees of separation.
Well, what if I
how did that work out for Denver?
What if I told you?
In a world.
Sound
like a horrible
Nathaniel movie Hackett gets the opportunity to coach an offense once again as an offensive coordinator.
Would that be the first time?
But the best weapon he brings with him is not his clipboard or his playbook. It is Aaron Rodgers, who is behind closed doors, maybe telling people, just like Peyton Manning once said, Adam Gase is the guy you want to hire. Maybe, just maybe, somebody is saying, you know,
so Aaron Rodgers,
I could go there if you get the right people for me to work with. And, you know, I really liked working with this guy and I want to make him a winner. I owe it to him because I didn't end up in Denver. I owe it to him. And we're going to do it for Johnny in New York.
Wasn't he the fluffer? He was the quarterback's coach.
Yeah. That's a fluffer.
Basically, he's the guy that brings the lattes in the morning, and you meet with just him because only three quarterbacks on the roster.
Yep.
That's like the good old boys club, right? There's no real, you know.
It's like the coach, it's like when the kickers meet.
Yes.
What are they meeting about? Kick it.
Yes. Yes. So this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not like he was in there. Like, how much coaching was he really doing with Aaron Rodgers?
Hey, Aaron, just throw it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Throw to the open guy.
I want to know. 800-919-3776. Now, again, these are you meet with people. Like, it doesn't mean that this is
a waste of air.
You meet with people. You just check in.
Waste of air.
Bart is absolutely against this. Like, he is like, lock the door.
That might be the dumbest.
Don't let him in the building. Are Jets fans really that caught up? Because I heard Aaron Rodgers talk yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, and it kind of made me go, you know what? I'm willing to give an audience to Nathaniel Hackett if it means that you have an option to Aaron. Let's take a listen to Rodgers yesterday on McAfee, just talking about his future in Green Bay.
We had all the conversations like we wanted to have about football for now. You know, they're not pressing for any type of specific answer, and I'm not mentally or emotionally at that point.
And he's not there yet.
That's right. He has to go hallucinate on his mushrooms and swastika and vomitly throw up and diarrhea, cleans his intestines from all the dirty air he's been breathing up in Green Bay and all the cheese curds he ate during the season. Like, I don't know what the hell. This is the thing. You're going to give $60 million to Aaron Rodgers, give up multiple first-round draft picks, and he's going to leave in a year.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
If that year ends with a Lombardi,
worth it. And what's the likelihood of that?
All right, what's your other option that gets you in that room with the elites?
If I'm giving up two first-round draft picks.
Who are you giving it up for?
I'd rather give it to Lamar Action Jackson.
But you don't know if he's available. You don't know.
Well, I'm waiting.
All right.
Listen, this is the thing. This is the reality.
Yeah, what's the reality?
They can't trade Aaron Rodgers or release him to June 1st.
Right. You got to wait.
So you're going to wait.
That's the dangerous game.
So what? I'm not waiting to June 1st for this dude to tell me I'm going to do Jeopardy. I'm not waiting to June 1st and waiting while all the quarterbacks
are eligible backers. What if they're like, you know, back channels? You kind of already know.
How do you back channel that?
Well, because you go with him to where he's doing the alopecia or whatever he's doing, and then you sit with him.
Like you go there violently.
You get in there.
You go in there, you poop with him.
Violent.
You crop dust.
Yes.
Exchange crop dusting.
I would. However horrifically bad that stuff is, if the Jets said to me, we need to send you there and spend the weekend and go through that pain with him, I'm doing it.
So you're talking about
Joe Douglas, man.
Going out looking like the guy Tom from Guess Who Game and then come back looking like a bobblehead.
Yeah. I'm all right with it.
Nah, man. I'm not listening because even if he says I'll come and that deal happens, he's not going to guarantee you 3 years.
But you'd have to work on something contractually with him to make sure you get more than what's left on his deal because the rest of it isn't guaranteed.
They gave this dude a guaranteed deal in Green Bay. How's that looking?
Well, he doesn't want to rebuild, and they might just be ready to rebuild.
Okay.
Listen, let's listen to him. Let's listen to him a little more.
Okay.
Because what you saw
this
year
agitates me, man.
I
don't want to go whole offseason talking about Aaron Rodgers that comes back and just does the same thing
they did last year
and go back. I got fatigued with that. Let me know when you decide what you want to do. I don't want to hear about McAfee. Go away. Go to Costa Rica, wherever the hell you go. Go to the jungles and go hang out with the leeches.
What if I told you Aaron Rodgers has already hinted to what his plans are for next season? When he talks about
hinted
where he is,
like a beautiful mystery,
physical. No, this is less than this is much different than that. This is more like there is no mystery. I still got it.
I think I can win MVP again. The right situation. Right situation. Is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure. But I don't think you should shut down any, you know, opportunity. Like I said, during the season, it's got to be, you know, both sides actually wanting, you know, to work together moving forward. I think there's, you know, more conversations to be had.
Mm-hmm.
This dude's a troll.
Definitely believes he can still be an MVP in the right situation.
Man, this dude's like Tom Brady in the right situation. This dude is, I swear, man, this dude is like an Instagram model. He's sitting there and he's baiting you in there. He gonna show you a picture of his fatty, and then turn the screen to something else. Like, nah, man, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
He's a master at that part.
Yes, we not doing that. I want answers. I want the truth.
Can't handle it.
Like, I don't want you to sit there, see you in some days. He's out there like he's an Instagram model. That's what he is, and he uses McAfee as an opportunity to have a stage where he won't be challenged.
Right.
A stage where he can go out and get his message out. Mm-hmm. This is state TV. Let's just be honest. Pat McAfee's show is state TV.
Is it?
And he looks like somebody in one of those old videos that used to be on Vine and stuff like that with his little black cutoff t-shirt. And you got AJ Hawk sitting there looking like some dude off one of those Hans and Franz extras
pump
spotting somebody.
You up.
Like, come on, man. Looking like Owen Hart or one of them dudes in front of Hart Foundation.
Yes.
With his hair slicked back.
I like
man,
that.
I don't want to hear this stuff, man. Miss me. Bye, Felicia. I am not messing with A-Rod.
You are not. All right. So you are
He's
not.
He's too willing, unstable.
Because the risk, of course, for the Jets is they might have to play the waiting game to get the best possible quarterback if you're going for the best ones available. And one of them being, obviously, Aaron Rodgers. Another one could be Tom Brady, but you don't know on that front. Lamar Jackson, you don't know where that's going. That could be a waiting game all the way to April. Like, there are some, or you could just play it safe, and if Derek Carr is let go.
Jimmy G.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, those are the
Geno
safe.
Smith.
Go that way, or you roll the dice.
I mean, listen.
And get better. That, and again, which is the better play for this franchise and where they are right now?
I'd rather go with Geno and Daryl Bevel.
So you'd rather play it safe. You're playing it safe.
Okay, yeah. You sound like the Knicks waiting for the brick.
LeBron?
Yes, this is the Knicks.
Hang on a second.
Wishing for the brick.
If there wasn't the whole clutch versus CAA thing, right? If that didn't exist, because that's the reason why LeBron will never come to the Knicks. If LeBron James right now on the Lakers, where the Lakers are right now, which we know is going nowhere, and he's like, I need to get out of here. I can help this franchise. I can get you some first-round picks. I want to do what I should have done years ago. I want to go to New York and try to win there. You're telling me the Knicks shouldn't trade for him? Have you seen the numbers he's put up this year?
Yeah, what are you going to give up? The numbers he put up, what's his record?
I'm not talking about the record.
Do you have a person as dominant as Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis isn't playing. He's always hurt.
But when he does play, do you have somebody as dominant as Anthony Davis?
No.
So LeBron and Anthony Davis can't get it done 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But LeBrickman going to come here at 40. He going to make you draft Bronny. And you're going to be stuck with his bum. You know what I mean? Little dude like, oh, yeah, he's the afterbirth of his son. Like, come on, man. That's like trying to get
Jordan.
That's like trying to get Jordan's kid and realize that he's not Air Jordan. He's ground Jordan.
I'm not worried about all that. That's later. I'm saying that this isn't something you just dismiss immediately. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not falling for a banana tailpipe. We've been hurt. It's too much scar tissue here.
Yeah, I could tell. So you don't want to hear this because this could be a conversation
June
for a while.
1st.
He left
June
the door
1st.
Open.
He always does that because he's an Instagram model. He's an Instagram thot. That's what he is.
800-919-3776. Is the number. Let's get some calls on this. Let's begin with Ira in Staten Island. Really curious to see what he thinks about this. What's up, Ira?
Hey, what's happening, Alan? What's going on, Bart?
What up?
I got to go your way, Bart. I'm going to Safeway.
Really?
You know, whether it's yeah. Listen, if they hire Hackett, you know, good for them. I used to crush his father when he was with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
He always threw the ball 8 yards when he needed 10 yards to get to the sticks. But yeah, I got to go with Bart. You got to go to safe route. You know, you got a nice nucleus here. I don't see Douglas giving up the sun and the moon and like four draft picks for anybody. I understand you can make the argument for Jackson, even for Rodgers, but I'm still going to go. It's Derek Carr, Garoppolo. I don't think Geno's getting out of Seattle. He's in a good place. Why would he want to leave if they?
I don't think he'd come back here anyway. You know, I don't think Geno would come back to New York. But so Carr or Jimmy G is basically the best you're going to do. If you're not waiting, Carr or Jimmy G?
Yeah, I got to go Carr. Right.
Just for availability purposes.
I got to go Carr because of durability, and I think he needs a change of scenery. You look at his numbers, man. Mm. I know he's never gotten to a championship game or a Super Bowl, but I think under with the right pieces around him, and everybody's talking about quarterback. Bart, you know this. I don't care who they bring in. Aaron Rodgers, Carr, no matter who it is. They got to fix that offensive line. If that offensive line isn't fixed, nobody's going to succeed here.
Yeah, the most important person, Ira, and that the Jets need to go get is Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying, oh, Orlando Brown's going to the Patriots. He don't want to play for that type of organization. I know this kid since he was a baby. He don't want to go up there and deal with that crap. If he's going to do that, he'd much rather be closer to the East Coast where he's from Baltimore, and he'd much rather be here. They can't figure out. He played on a franchise tag. That makes every quarterback you got better. That makes your offensive line injury proof. Now, you may lose one, but you'll be able to be fine with a four-time or three-time Pro Bowl left tackle that's 27 years old.
Thanks, Ira. 800-919-3776. Let's continue. Rob is in the car. What's up, Rob?
Sounds like a Tyler Perry horror movie.
I want absolutely no part of Aaron Rodgers, with or without any other coach. I think the guy's a prima donna who's losing his voice. He's on the downside of his career, and especially if we don't fix the offensive line, he's just going to be exposed as a guy who is no longer as mobile as he used to be. If we have to sell the farm to bring in Lamar Jackson, great, because that's a quarterback who's going to make your offensive line better, because the defense has to account for him running on every single play. But, I don't want any part of Aaron Rodgers in the Green Apple, in the Big Apple.
All right, so Rob, so then you're not going to have, like, because I think Lamar, you're going to have to wait as well. You might have to play the waiting game with the Lamar situation.
The franchise tag, no, they're going to do something. We're going to talk.
But I'm saying you want to strike early if you're going for Carr or Jimmy G. You can't wait around to do something like that, right? No. So once you do that, you're done.
Jimmy G's coming off injury. You can't sign him off. Well, he's almost ready to come back for the playoffs. I got you.
Yeah. I would be okay with Carr or Jimmy G if we're not selling the farm to keep him, right? With Lamar, you're selling.
Yeah.
With Lamar, that's a long-term commitment. Derek Carr, Jimmy G, it could be 1 or 2 years, and hope for the best. But I don't want to sacrifice the future. I mean, we always have a future as a Jets fan. We just don't have a present.
It's always next year, though, Rob. That's the point. Thanks for the call, my man. All the best. You know what I'm doing, right? Like, I'm trying to. There's a little bit of urgency that I feel right now, and if this is something that could happen, and I'd need to know, this is again where, how good is Joe Douglas and his people about just, you know, put your ear to the tracks and what are you hearing? Like, what is reality versus what is fantasy? Like Mike Tannenbaum told us yesterday, 0.0% chance Tom Brady would ever play for the Jets, right?
Right.
So if I know that to be true through my back channels, I don't waste my time on Tom Brady. And for everybody listening, that's what happens. I know it's collusion, blah, blah, blah. If this stuff happens.
Yeah, wait till you get to it. It starts at the Senior Bowl.
You start whispering stuff.
It starts at the Pro Bowl, the Super Bowl. Then
players want it known what they want to do. They want teams to know.
They
want to
know people know that, hey, it's an option.
Yeah.
It can be a reality. So that's really what it is.
And then the Lamar Jackson thing is also something that if you're the Ravens and you just decide, all right, we're out, you do that right before the draft.
Yeah,
like, you don't do that in March. You do that
right,
in
because you
April.
Need you need the draft picks.
Yeah,
right?
So you know teams when it's pressure time, teams have their picks and it's like, all right, we're ready to do a Lamar deal. What do you got? You know the clock is ticking. If it's in March, you can wait it out and wait it out. You don't want that.
Yeah, because here's what the Ravens have to realize: if they deal Lamar Jackson after the draft, then
that means
that they're going to get the team's future pick.
Yep.
And if you give him Lamar Jackson, that might be a bad pick.
There you go. Although Seattle worked out for the better for
Seattle. Seattle's mad.
But we don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's lightning striking.
Now, again, just a couple of things here. We'll get back to your calls, 800-919-3776. The Lamar Jackson thing, you and I talked about a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
Steve Young was on the Michael Kay Show like he is all the time, and he had this to say, and I'm curious to see your reaction to this, about what the Ravens have not done when it comes to Lamar Jackson.
I'm familiar with him.
I've made a case many times that the Baltimore Ravens did him a disservice over time because they doubled down on what he was doing in college and have not developed him as a sophisticated passer with weapons. They have doubled down for a very, very specific, like Brian Daboll. Who are we, the Ravens? Ferocious defense, bullies, big offensive line, and great most sophisticated running game in history. And that's what they've done. They beat up a lot of teams in the regular season, but they're always one and out in the playoffs because it's a quarterback-centric, high-flying closers in the NBA in the fourth quarter who can go and, you know, throw it all over the field. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Herbert, and Lamar should be in that group. He should be. They chose not to do it. They chose a different philosophy that fed into Lamar's greatest talent. But what is his greatest talent in the long run? It might be throwing the football. I just don't think we know.
I know. I thought maybe Steve forgot. His last year at Louisville.
Yeah.
He was in the pocket.
He's a pocket quarterback.
And he talked all about how And I can't remember who the coach was at Louisville that also said they worked together. They formulated an offense where he would be more of a pocket passer.
Yeah, to show the NFL did it, what he does.
Right, to kind of kill the stigma that this guy's more of a runner, an option quarterback. He's not really a thrower. And I remember it because that draft was very important to me. Yeah. And when we were doing, obviously, shows here, it was all about that draft and all the different players. I was watching Wyoming football. I was watching Louisville. Everybody to see who's good. And I remember watching him a lot, and that was always the push game after game, is showing he could be a pocket passer. So now he comes to the Ravens, and as you said, who's the coordinator? Help me out.
Greg Roman.
Greg Roman. He
hit him with the Kaepernick.
He turned around and he said, all right.
The Kaepernick offense, yes, and he just evolved it more.
This guy we need to elevate into a starter right away. I've got an offense that he will
Flacco
thrive
wasn't in. Playing well.
Right, and it's been working perfectly. But is there more that Lamar can do that they aren't letting him do?
Of course. Like, you don't think Lamar has the same pedigree, or if not better of a pedigree, than Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts runs the football.
He's a better runner than Jalen Hurts, absolutely.
Yes, right, but that's what I'm saying. So he's a better passer than Jalen Hurts. And remember, Jalen Hurts didn't complete 85% of his pass was in between the numbers, because he couldn't complete pass on the outside because he wasn't accurate enough. So he went out and got a big target. So if you give Lamar Jackson those type of weapons, you don't think he's already a more accurate passer than Jalen Hurts? You don't think you'll see him as Jalen Hurts throwing the ball? But then when he decides to run, when you decide to make him run, he can do the same offense that Jalen Hurts is doing. It don't have to be the most sophisticated run game in the history of football.
What was the issue with Hollywood Brown? Why is it that Hollywood Brown had a 1,000-yard season but then ended up, get me out of here because...
Because he didn't want to sit up there in them trenches and block. Even though he was still getting, you know, shots down the field because Lamar Jackson's run game was so crazy. Him and Mark Andrews had it, right?
Well, yeah.
And Lamar almost threw for 4,000 yards. He rushed for over 1,000, right? But that's what I'm saying. So he was just disgruntled because he didn't like the way it was going, because he wanted to have more opportunities. But when he did get opportunities, he was wide open because Lamar Jackson had sucked up the safety and people were in distress, and he can just run past people because they're looking at the damn Lamar Jackson go R2-L2. I've seen him make more like legitimate football players look silly. I haven't seen a player make guys look silly like that since Barry Sanders. I got the angle. Nope.
That's the thing about Lamar, is that you always said this.
You don't worry about it.
He doesn't take
Jalen
a lot of
hits. Jalen Hurts take hits. Justin
you don't
Fields
worry about
hits.
Lamar Jackson's longevity, because he really doesn't get hit a lot. You miss a lot. But the one time he got hit, though, obviously this injury
was.
That
was in the pocket.
Yes.
Wasn't because
that
he was trying to run by
nobody. Yeah.
He was in the pocket and somebody jumped on his back and his knee hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was a high ankle sprain. It was nothing like, oh man, he ran and he got popped and hit like Jalen Hurts got hit. Nobody gets a clean shot on this dude.
Not like Milano on Mike White.
Right. Did you see that dude? He jumped on Lamar back and was so happy that Lamar didn't see him and spin out and make him fall on his face. He was so damn happy. See, I got him. I beat real champion. Like, what? They're all bums.
800-919-3776. All right, we got the call stacked, racked, ready to go. We're going to get to your reactions to this as the Jets, as Diana Rossetti reporting, the Jets are talking to Nathaniel Hackett.
Come on, man.
They have him in today as the offensive coordinator position is available.
It's disrespectful.
And I mean, if trying to do some math is the one way you can accept something like this, is maybe it comes with an Aaron Rodgers thing. But Bart's saying, I'm out on that. The Lamar Jackson story, that continues as well. So we'll get your reactions there. On the Giants side of things, and I love this conversation from Get Up this morning, Bart. It was about Jalen Hurts, not on the injury report now, although, you know, again, for practice.
Yeah.
This shoulder kept him out a couple of games. That shoulder is still, everybody's aware that that's an injury. And the conversation on Get Up was awesome. It was basically, are the Giants going to target that shoulder? And the response from everybody on that panel that played in the NFL was, hell yeah. And I'd love to get your take on this as well.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's go. Let's go to Dave in Union. Go ahead, Dave.
Good afternoon, Bart and Han. As you know, love you guys, Bart and Han Nation. Now, my question is that if I were the Jets, Hackett, toss him out the window, but this guy in... that was let
Los
go
Angeles?
For,
Los Angeles.
Yep, I would go after him immediately because I don't believe that it was his fault. If he worked with Herbert, got Herbert to where he is, I would go after him immediately. Him and whatever offensive line coach or whatever that they let go. But yeah, I absolutely would go after him.
The issue is that people believe that Herbert hasn't developed from his rookie year since Anthony Lynn. Right, we've been waiting for him to take the next step to be Josh Allen. He has all the physical attributes. They feel like he was held back. And you know, it also decides in who you are really going after. They need some type of idea of the type of quarterback you're going after to see if they have a system that they can be successful with.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Lombardi's been around.
If I'm going for a offensive line coach, I'm trying to make Bill Callahan the highest paid assistant in football.
Yeah, you've been pushing that now.
Bring him back. You've seen what it looked like.
Have you brought that up?
All we did was led the league in rushing when he was here in the running game coordinator.
When you're at Florham Park hanging around, did you bring that up to people?
I'll call Chad. Yeah. Well, they listen. They listen to the show. They listen. If I say something crazy, you'll get a buzz on it. Hey, Bart, what happened?
Danny's in Long Island. What's up, Darren A?
Yeah, hi. The last 2 years, Lamar Jackson has missed like the last 4 or 5 games. I don't want him. His body's starting to break down already. I mean, you know, I know he's a young quarterback, but he's a running quarterback. Unless they're going to make him into a passing quarterback, he's going to continue to get hurt. The guys are bigger and stronger today. This isn't like years ago, like Sleepy on Michael Vick. You know, these guys get hurt running quarterbacks.
The defensive players are actually much smaller than what they used to.
I linebackers. Mean,
you come see a linebacker, they're like 225. They're like blown up safeties. And Lamar Jackson is 220, 230. Lamar Jackson 230.
But it's been a concern that he's been hurt the last 2 years.
He didn't get hurt from running, though. He got hurt in a pocket, a PCL, and a high ankle sprain.
Well, I mean, even then, I mean, you know, it's still concerning that he's, you know, whether he's passing in a pocket or running, I'll back up a little bit, you know. And also, you know, with Jimmy G, he also always gets hurt. Derek Carr is overrated. You know, there isn't much out there.
No.
You know,
so you got to pick somebody. But that's the thing, Danny, and thanks for the call. You got to pick somebody, right?
Yeah.
That's the fact. Aaron Rodgers, a two-time – I mean, Aaron Rodgers is available. Guy won 2 MVPs just a couple of years ago, right, back-to-back. Like, he's available. And we're also finding fault with him. Ah, he's too old. He's this, he's that. Like, there isn't a perfect candidate because the guys that you would love to have are Josh Allen, who ain't going anywhere. Patrick Mahomes, he ain't going anywhere. Right? Like, think about who you're like, oh, that's a slam dunk. I want that guy. Even Deshaun Watson, for all his talent, a ton of baggage that the Browns had to put up with and still have to put up with.
Yeah.
There is just no perfect guy because the perfect guy isn't available.
But Lamar Jackson... it's the closest thing you have to Joe Burrow, who he's beaten, or Patrick Mahomes, who he's beaten on Monday Night Football, right? Yeah, he hasn't been able to win in the postseason, but Lamar Jackson has never had a loaded, stacked deck.
Right.
The idea of Lamar Jackson putting the ball in the belly of Breece Hall and linebackers having to figure out, does Lamar have the ball?
Yeah.
Or does Breece Hall have the ball?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same dilemma that Jalen Hurts makes you feel. But if Lamar Jackson gets to the second level, you're not catching him. You can catch Justin Fields. You can catch Jalen Hurts. If Lamar Jackson gets through, this guy has like 60, 70-yard touchdown runs routinely. He's like Tyreek. He's like giving Tyreek Hill the ball on the second level. And I think we don't know how good his arm is because the Ravens have never invested. This dude was throwing to DeSean Jackson.
This season.
Mm-hmm. Off the couch.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was throwing to Robinson, who was, last time he was even relevant, was 5 years ago when he was a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he was their fifth receiver. Bateman can't stay healthy 2 years in a row. He has one weapon, Mark Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Tight end.
And Mark Andrews missed five games
yep.
because of the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time we saw, he had two receivers over there. So he can throw the ball. Hollywood Brown can say whatever he wants. Hollywood Brown had more yards with Lamar Jackson than he had with Kyler Murray. He was 1,200 yards receiving. He was leading the league. Like, Lamar Jackson has put together some great seasons, and he's the dynamic player. I would argue if Lamar Jackson gets DeAndre Hopkins, let's just say everything works out and the Ravens figure it out and they make a trade for DeAndre Hopkins, look out. All Lamar, he don't need to. He don't need Devonta Smith and AJ Brown,
right.
He don't need Chase, T. Higgins, Boyd. He just needs one, and watch what he does.
All right, Yoni from West Hempstead, he won a solo stove Ranger as part, of course, a Superbox giveaway. So congratulations to Yoni. And, of course, your next chance to win will be during the Michael Kay Show. So certainly stay tuned for that. We continue with the calls at 800-919-3776. We go to Brent in Brooklyn. What's up, Brent?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Bart, Han, you guys. Hope you guys are well. Lamar Jackson or bust? After Lamar, maybe Garoppolo, but then after that, there's really nothing else. But I want to pose a question to you guys. What do you consider a good offensive line? These old guys are NFL players. They should be able to take the task at hand, right?
Say it again?
He just wants to know, like, what you consider a good offensive line.
It doesn't have to be the most talented line. It doesn't have to be filled with Pro Bowlers, but it just has to be a line that's been together, had a lot of continuity. Remember the Giants line with Dill and O'Hara?
Oh, yeah.
Those weren't individually great players. Those weren't perennial Pro Bowlers. You don't have to have all that. It's a team that works well as a unit, that understands who they are and executes at a high level and can also be able to communicate, to be able to catch, you know, line stunts, blitzes, and always be able to communicate.
Yeah, I think a good offensive line is a smart one.
Yes.
Right? Like that group you're talking about with Snee and all them, like that, and obviously O'Hara and Deal.
Yes.
That, they were smart guys.
Yeah, but it wasn't like we were talking about Willie Rowe, Will Shields, and Brian Waters, like where it was like, oh my God, they
right,
got
right. overwhelming
or this ain't, yeah, this physically. Ain't, yeah, this ain't even like the Tennessee Titans line of a couple of years or the Indianapolis Colts for a couple mm-hmm. years ago. Or the great line that these Cowboys had in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just a line that communicates well and that's able to problem solve the shifts and slants and see it all at the same time.
And
like, go, 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 you go, you go. Like, all that. Like you look at, you know, yeah, I know the Jets line with Damon Woody, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, but the only perennial Pro Bowler on that line was Nick Mangold.
Mm-hmm. Like, at center, right.
Like, DeBrickashaw went to a couple. But he's the only
Hall
of Famer.
But why were they good? Because he always played.
And they were heavily coached.
Yeah.
Right. And, they've seen every front,
yeah.
every situation. They yeah. had that cohesion. That's why you have to have maybe one or two like OGs there, but you need to have a young line, just like you have with linebacker corps or safeties. You got to be able to communicate without communicating sometimes, but you see everything the same way.
All right, let's continue with the call. A lot of people want to sound off on this. Let's go to South Carolina. We get John. What's up, John?
How's it going, guys? School me on one thing. Back, you know, a couple of years ago, everyone was saying, oh, Baltimore, what a great job. They surrounded Lamar around so he can run the ball. He can have the option to throw or run. So they redesigned their whole offense. If he comes over to the Jets, we didn't redesign anything. Our offensive line is not that great. I just don't see the way our team is set up to be a success here. What do you guys think?
Well, if you consider that Vera Tucker is one of the best offensive linemen in the game, and if you can find a way to keep Mekhi Becton healthy, like you heard how Brian Baldinger fawned over him every week about how he was doing. The problem with Mekhi Becton to me was all scheme. You can't have a guy that's 360 pounds running, trying to cut people off and get in front of them.
Yeah.
That's not what those type of guys do. Those guys say, you know what, I'm Larry Allen. You stand in front of me, I'm about to throw you through the dirt. The only person that gave him problems his rookie year was Melvin Ingram, because he's 6 feet and he's size speed, so he can get under him. That's why you heard, like, Carl Lawson was really giving Becton problems, because that type of rusher gives him problems. But there's not that many type of rushers in the game. So he destroyed Bosa. Bosa was kicking Bosa ass so bad. He was kicking Bosa ass so bad, who's probably going to be defensive player of the year, that he went to the other side and refused to rush over there because he was trying to get smacked and asking what the five fingers say to the face. So, like, if he comes back, then you have an opportunity. And I said all along, I believe that they should spend big on the offensive line and go get Orlando Brown Jr., who father's prophecy was for him to play left tackle. I played with his father. I've been around since he was a kid. That's the only reason he left the Baltimore Ravens, because he wanted to fulfill his father's prophecy. But because they had Ronnie Stanley over there, who they paid $100 million, they refused to move him. He's a four-time Pro Bowler, and he's only been in the league 5 years. And people thought it was a joke because he ran a horrible 40 and he only lifted 225 15 times. But all he does is produce. And if you bring him here, now you have a backup, because he can play left tackle, right tackle, and Becton can go to right tackle. And now you got two war daddies on the outside with the most versatile lineman in the league in Vera Tucker, who I believe, if he would continue to play, would have been all pro, because he showed he could shut people down at left tackle, right tackle, and left or and right guard. And Langton Thompson better step his ass up before we start looking at his contract, because he's supposed to be a Pro Bowler. He's supposed to be brought in here to be a war daddy. So if those guys come back and you make that changes, you could have one of the most dominant lines in the game, and it really don't matter at that point who the hell you put behind them.
800-919-3776 is the number. We'll continue with your calls, of course, on this. Again, there's a lot of passion behind this, and it really all started with Nathaniel Hackett. Will be meeting with the Jets today, according to Diana Russini. Bart, man, doesn't like
bro,
that.
Bro,
and the whole idea of, well, you know, one could bring the other, Hackett, including Aaron Rodgers.
I'm quitting SNY. I can't deal with that.
Wow.
I'm quitting.
Quitting SNY. Yeah,
I'm
going
to start calling road games for ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We've gotten a lot of suggestions from people about what we should do with the headshot we're supposed to take. Oh, yeah. So one that we just came up with now, we've been looking at different ones. We've got some good tweets about them. Actually, some people have been creative enough to make, I guess, taking our faces and putting their likenesses into what are other posters. And, they, you know, I kind of like them. But there is one, Bart. You want to see this one here?
Yeah.
It's from the movie Get Hard.
Yeah.
You with me, Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell.
You want me to braid your hair?
I think if you were like Kevin Hart braiding my hair into cornrows,
we can put a lace front on you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then I just, you know, I know how to braid, actually.
I mean, that would be amazing.
I can pull that
I'd wear cornrows for a day just to shoot this.
No, we do it on a lace front.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not your hair they put over your head. They
You could just get that. We could do that.
It's like a Tyler Perry movie.
That would be, if you did that and you just put, instead of Get Hard, you put Bart and Han, just like that, I'm in.
Instead of Get Hard, we say Stay Hard. You know what I'm saying?
Phrasing?
Yeah, I mean.
Put that on the billboard. People are like, man, what the hell is this, man? What channel is that? Stay Hard.
Yeah.
Yo, buzzword.
Presented by Roman.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, whatever it takes.
Yo, but that's what we need to do. That should be our target sponsor. We need to get Roman or what's the men's XD?
I don't know. Oh, Frank Thomas and company and Alex Andy Van Slyke and
that's Nutra.
What is that thing?
Nugenics.
That right.
Nugenics.
Like, and she'll like it too.
Man, the dude. Man, has so much segalite on his stomach. The dude has so much segalite on his damn stomach, man.
So let me guess. When you got into your 40s,
like yeah, I mean, like they gave this dude some bugle boy jeans, some bugle boy dot or some bugle boy like khaki pants.
They made him look so bad.
And a button up, and that button up was like for built for like the extra wide ones, like the 5X or like the body size was so damn wide. And the dude had a hair like a microphone. Looked like Bernie Mac. Like, man, look at this old
they
afro.
They made him look as corny as possible.
And she'll like
wow,
it, too.
Wow, it's Frank Thomas.
And she'll like it, too. Like, I don't like you skinny or fat. I'm just with you because your credit good.
The face she made, too, right? Yeah. When she gets like that little wink, like, I would like it, too.
And Frank been wearing black since the introduction of this. He was the first one. Everybody else take their shirt off. Why don't we see Frank running down the damn beach?
He's not doing any running.
Yeah, because he ain't doing
nothing.
He's
doing curls.
He ain't doing nothing.
He's sitting on a bench and he's doing curls.
He on the bike, smiling.
He's on the bike.
Take your shirt off, Frank. Frank, take your shirt off.
You've been sucking down
Nugenics for 7 years.
Meanwhile,
Doug Flutie been doing it for 2 weeks.
Doug Flutie is in great shape. He's surfing.
Yeah.
Andy Van Slyke. Who I didn't know, by the way, like where'd he come from? He must have been, I think it was his teammate with the White Sox. He's in this commercial out of nowhere. All of a sudden, out of the blue, there's Andy Van Slyke, and he's doing the ropes.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's jacked.
And Frank Thomas like, got a big black, he got a 5X black shirt on. Like, bro, we know what black shirts are for. It's to hide from fat people. Probably got a stomach tape back there. Like, big hurt. Get the hell out of here, man. If Nugenics ain't working for you, your Testafin or whatever the hell you're talking about, it ain't
whatever
working
it
for
is, man. I don't know what it is, but. Still,
like, bro, big hurt, the big blow.
But they can, if they want to sponsor the show, we'd have some fun with it.
Yeah,
you and I could do that, and she'll like it too.
She likes it too,
and I can let you know.
It'd be like
she likes it. Trust me.
It'd be like white chicks. Like, yeah, you know, you'll be walking in like 5 to 6 weeks.
So
she like it too. She pull up in a wheelchair,
and she'll like it too.
She walks with a limp.
Then you know,
but
this is an all-white party.
Karate Man Mace sent us the Step Brothers movie poster. He put our faces, though, in. That would probably work the best.
Yeah, we have to decide, do we want to go funny? Everybody knows we cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to go funny and get a giggle when people are driving by and looking at billboards?
Just suits like we've already done. Like, that's kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, that's not us. We're not. We're not. Typical. We're not like every other show. We're uniquely us.
Yes.
And we're beautifully flawed. And our listeners are beautifully flawed as well.
Yes.
Whether they know it or not. And that's why we get along, because most of the people in the world are beautifully flawed. We are good at some things. We're horrible at others.
What are you bad at?
Reading when you have all
minimally
these
minimally invasive?
Yeah. When you have all these damn 2022, then you go back with another number, then you go back with another price, and then you go with the number of months. It's like number. Like, bro, can we get some space in between, you know, the number part?
Damn!
Yeah, that's difficult.
2022, too. Limit 4x4,
mm-hmm.
$3.99.
Should we share with New York the story of Super Rossiti?
Yeah, we could.
Can we do that now since we're not national anymore?
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know if he's
listening.
He
can't find us no more. Yeah, he can't find us no more.
So, a while back, we had a caller. Like, we've had some good calls. We had this.
I don't want to hear it. Y'all got to take some accountability, bro.
Right, like, we've had callers like that.
Y'all on New York City Radio, do better.
Yeah, and that's the energy we're here for. But we used to get a caller.
From Detroit.
From your hometown, Detroit. And he would, the first time he ever called in, you remember, he was like, this is Super Rossiti with the Super Rossiti Report. The first thing I'm going to break down is how the Pistons need to do. And then the second thing, and we cut him off right there, like, hang on a second. You're not the producer.
Let's start over again.
Like, you are a caller. And so he called in the second time. And he began with, this is super receipt. Click.
Yeah, like, bro.
So then he changed his name.
I got three things.
No, you don't.
You got one.
You might get one. Right. And if it's good, we might give you another one. Like, I almost missed that call. In a way,
like he was,
it was funny as hell.
Because you can tell he was filming a segment to repost. Like, this is his segment, bro. You can't swagger jack our show and act like it's yours.
Have you ever seen that there are people who will call into a show, they will have it on the app playing, screen recording. They'll record their themselves on the show.
Yeah.
Then they'll put it on their podcast. Wow. And talk about how they were on our show.
Wow.
As if to suggest. We're like Super City. Can you do like 130? Can you come on?
Exactly.
But that's what you talk about, Swagger Jack.
Hey, bye, Felicia.
That's what the world is all about. But as long as people are listening, right?
Yeah,
that's what matters the most.
Yeah, but don't irritate us, man. I mean, we got limits. We nice guys, but we got limits.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.